EB1A approval rates and NOIDs. Navigating the final merits hurdle beyond checking boxes. Introduction. Understanding EB1A approval rates and the importance of final merits evaluation. The EB1A visa category, known as extraordinary ability, offers a unique path to U.S. permanent residency for individuals who stand at the top of their fields. Applicants may come from the sciences, arts, business, education, or athletics. They typically show that they've received sustained national or international acclaim. To accomplish this, they must provide evidence that they meet at least three of the standard criteria set out by 8 CFR Section 204.5(h), or show a one-time major achievement of international renown, e.g., an Oscar, Pulitzer, or Olympic medal. However, meeting three criteria alone does not mean automatic approval. Over and over, case outcomes tracked by the USCIS Administrative Appeals Office, AAO, decisions confirm that final merits, or the holistic evaluation of whether you truly qualify as extraordinary, is often where USCIS finds a petition lacking. That's when they may issue a notice of intent to deny an OID, or a request for evidence, RFE, which can be stressful and time-consuming to address. This article will take a deep dive into what a NOID means in an EB1A context, why it happens, and how you can strategically pick criteria, compile evidence, and structure your petition so that you avoid NOID or at least respond effectively if one appears. We'll connect the dots between real-world data on adjudications and practical steps you can take to highlight the authenticity and significance of your achievements. Navigating the two-step EB1A process. Meeting criteria and final merits assessment. To understand NOIDs and how to avoid them, it's crucial to break down the two-step process that USCIS uses to evaluate EB1A petitions. 2.1. Step 1. Satisfying at least three EB1A eligibility criteria. First, you must show that you fulfill at least three of the 10 enumerated criteria, or possess a major internationally recognized award. Examples include original contributions of major significance, authorship of scholarly articles, high salary or significantly high compensation, participation as a judge of the work of others, receiving lesser nationally or internationally recognized prizes or awards, leading or critical role for an organization with a distinguished reputation, membership in organizations that require outstanding achievements, published material about your work in major media or professional publications, display of your work at artistic exhibitions or showcases, commercial success in performing arts, e.g., box office receipts, record sales. Anyone who can document three or more of these might feel confident at first. But that's not the end of the story. 2.2. Step 2. The critical role of final merits determination in EB1A petitions. Even if you meet those three criteria, an adjudicator next evaluates all the evidence to see if you truly possess extraordinary ability characterized by sustained national or international acclaim. This holistic step is sometimes misunderstood or overlooked, but it's a major reason why otherwise promising cases may face NOIDs or denials. USCIS does not automatically approve an EB1A petition just because three boxes were checked in Step 1. 2.3. Common reasons USCIS issues NOID despite meeting multiple EB1A criteria. A notice of intent to deny tells you that the reviewing officer thinks your petition is heading toward denial, often because, after analyzing your final merits, they don't see enough evidence of genuine top-level achievement or find that your submitted materials aren't aligning with the criteria in a way that persuasively shows extraordinary ability. They then give you the chance to respond, clarify, or bolster your evidence. 3. Insights from AAO decisions. Key patterns in EB1A petition outcomes. By looking at decisions from the USCIS Administrative Appeals Office, AAO, it becomes clear that final merits often trips up applicants for similar reasons. Insufficiently explained achievements. A frequent complaint is that the petitioner didn't contextualize an award, publication, or leadership role. Without context, the officer doesn't grasp why it's extraordinary. Weak synergy among claimed criteria. If the evidence looks piecemeal, USCIS may question whether it truly reflects sustained acclaim. Over-reliance on questionable or paid media. Some cases rely heavily on press releases or paid promotional mentions, which may look artificial or unconvincing. Inconsistencies or contradictions, where letters of recommendation conflict with other parts of the record or each other, USCIS flags it as a credibility issue. Misalignment between evidence and chosen criteria. A common error is trying to force a criterion, like judge of others' work, when the role in question was minor or unpaid volunteer peer review, and the significance isn't well documented. 4. 7 proven strategies to increase EB1A approval rates and prevent noids. The best strategy for avoiding a NOID is to build and present your EB1A case with a clear-eyed understanding that final merits matters just as much as meeting 3 criteria. The following 7 approaches can help. 4.1. Number 1. Select EB1A criteria strategically for a stronger petition. The first step in any EB1A petition is deciding which criteria to claim. Try to avoid a kitchen sink approach. Match your real, documented accomplishments to specific criteria. Prioritize those you can substantiate most powerfully. Exclude or minimize those you can't prove to a high standard. For instance, a highly cited researcher who has peer-reviewed for top journals would likely find original contributions and authorship of scholarly articles to be natural fits. They can often also show judge of the work of others with substantial evidence, e.g. multiple invitations to review for reputable journals or serve on grant panels. Meanwhile, paying for an external PR piece in a non-scientific local magazine might feel forced, and a skeptical adjudicator might question its authenticity. Focus on criteria that reflect your professional reality. If you truly qualify for more than 3, you can mention them, but zero in on the 3 or 4 strongest ones to anchor your petition. Trying to shoehorn weaker criteria typically raises red flags during final merits review. 4.2. Number 2. Create synergy among chosen EB1A criteria to strengthen your case. Adjudicators pay attention to how your achievements fit together into a coherent story of extraordinary ability. If you claim a critical role in an organization with a distinguished reputation, also highlight the major contributions you made during that role and any industry-wide recognition that followed. This synergy not only makes it easier for USCIS to see a pattern of high-level achievement, but also helps underscore that your claim is sustained, not one-off. 4.3. Number 3. Provide robust, verified evidence to support EB1A eligibility. Letters of recommendation or references to your achievements can be considered mere hearsay if nothing in your petition independently confirms them. For every major statement, especially for original contributions or a critical role, it's wise to include independent press articles from credible, non-promotional sources, official documentation, like patent records, official award websites, or membership bylaws. Metrics, citations, downloads, user adoption, revenue gains. Conference or event programs showing you had a leading role or key speaking spot. It's not that USCIS automatically disregards letters. They simply want evidence that those letters are grounded in objective reality. 4.4. Number 4. Emphasize quality over quantity in your EB1A documentation. A common mistake is flooding USCIS with dozens of low-impact exhibits. Officers often have time constraints, and if they see disorganized or repetitive evidence, it can reflect poorly. Instead, pick quality exhibits that speak directly to why you're extraordinary. For example, 10 strong articles from reputable journals or mainstream media, with clear highlights, is better than 30 minor mentions with no context. 1 or 2 detailed letters from experts with recognized authority in your field usually outweigh 4 or 5 generic statements from lesser-known colleagues. 4.5. Number 5. Demonstrate continuous impact and future contributions in your field. EB1A regulations also expect that you'll continue working in your field of extraordinary ability in the U.S. If you've only shown achievements from 5 years ago, you risk looking like a one-hit wonder. Show a continuum. Maybe you started with a groundbreaking innovation in 2018, But then in 2019 you published more research, in 2020 you led a significant pilot project, etc. If you are transferring to a US employer or launching a startup here, detail that plan to show your trajectory remains robust. 4.6. Number 6. Contextualize each achievement to highlight its significance. Few officers are domain experts in your niche. Do not assume they already appreciate the prestige of a particular conference or the difficulty of peer review for a top journal. Always introduce the awarding body or the publication. Who they are, what they do, why they're respected. Provide details about the selection process for an award or peer review criteria for a journal. Explain the competitive nature of your achievements, e.g., less than 5% acceptance rate, only 10 people awarded annually, etc. This context can transform an otherwise modest-sounding item into compelling evidence. 4.7. Number 7. Ensure consistency and credibility across all EB1A submission materials. During final merits, USCIS may notice contradictions. For example, if your resume states you led a project from 2019 to 2021, but a letter claims you started leading it in 2018, that might raise questions about which is true. Maintain consistent dates, job titles, project details, and achievements across all evidence. Even small discrepancies could result in an OID if the officer suspects there's confusion or exaggeration. 5. Avoiding common pitfalls leading to final merits denials in EB1A applications. Even when applicants meet 3 criteria, they can still face a denial if their overall profile doesn't show them to be at the top of their field. Let's look at 4 major pitfalls that repeatedly appear in final merits denials. The risks of overstating roles or a claim in EB1A petitions. Some applicants think they must use inflated language to prove extraordinary ability. But if you claim an oversized leadership role in your organization that your evidence can't confirm, USCIS will likely question your credibility. Honesty, backed by verifiable accomplishments, goes much further than hyperbole. 5.2. The dangers of relying on weak or paid media coverage in EB1A applications. For some fields, robust media coverage is a legitimate part of proving a claim. However, a pattern emerges in denials where the coverage is from unfamiliar outlets with no editorial standards, clearly paid or promotional pieces, press releases, sponsored blog posts, publications that do not appear to have wide national or international readership. While it's not automatically disqualifying to have coverage from smaller or specialized media, you should still demonstrate that the coverage is respected within your industry. If you rely heavily on questionable coverage with little real editorial value, USCIS can interpret it as artificially inflated publicity. 5.3. Aligning evidence with claimed EB1A criteria to prevent misalignment issues. A classic example is judging the work of others. Many researchers perform ad hoc peer reviews, but if you claim that as a major EB1A point without showing the extent or prestige of these reviewing activities, USCIS might see it as insufficient. If you are a highly cited researcher who does frequent peer review for top journals, highlight how often you're invited, the reputation/impact factor of those journals, your role on editorial boards or panel discussions. Don't claim judge of the work of others if you merely participated in one voluntary local-level activity that doesn't reflect broad recognition of your expertise. 5.4. Demonstrating impact beyond your employer to strengthen EB1A cases. EB1A is about national or international acclaim, not just being the best employee at your firm. Even if you truly are the star employee, show how your work resonates outside your employer's immediate scope. For example, did your project become a case study at conferences? Did industry peers adopt or cite your innovations? Did your achievements lead to national media coverage or awards from third parties? If everything about your accomplishments is isolated to your own company or a narrow local circle, final merits may falter. 6. Hypothetical profiles. Early decision-making strategies for EB1A success. To illustrate how final merits might play out, consider 2 hypothetical profiles. Each meets three criteria on paper, but how they present them to USCIS can make the difference between approval and ANOID. 6.1. Dr. A. A highly cited researcher and esteemed peer reviewer. Field biophysics. Achievements. Authored multiple high-impact publications in journals with strong impact factors. Received over 1,000 citations across these publications. Regularly reviews manuscripts for two leading biophysics journals. Co-invented a widely adopted lab technique. Recognized by leading conferences. Potential EB1A criteria. Original contributions of major significance. Her lab technique is mentioned in subsequent studies, and experts in the field reference it as groundbreaking. Authorship of scholarly articles. She has multiple peer-reviewed journal articles, each placed in top-tier publications with high citation counts. Participation as a judge of the work of others. She can show multiple invitations to review articles from prestigious journals, plus editorial board membership for a special issue. Strengths. Dr. A's evidence is naturally aligned with these criteria. She's not forcing a claim about a critical role if she doesn't hold a leadership position in a large organization, or about high salary if academic pay doesn't outstrip her peers by a large margin. Each claim can be corroborated. For instance, the journals can attest to her reviewing role, citation databases can confirm her 1000+ citations, and external letters from well-known scholars can describe the significance of her technique. Touchouts. Ensure that all references to her invention match the claims in the letters of recommendation. If she says the technique was developed in 2019 but a letter incorrectly lists 2018, that could raise doubts. Provide evidence that the journals she publishes in are top tier and have robust editorial standards. 6.2. Mr. B. An entrepreneur with significant media coverage and industry recognition. Field, artificial intelligence, AI, startup space. Achievements. Launched a startup focusing on AI-driven logistics. Accepted into a major, globally recognized tech accelerator with a 3% acceptance rate. Raised venture funding from well-known investors. Provided high-profile keynote addresses at AI conferences. Gained media coverage in top-tier tech publications, along with some smaller outlets. Potential EB1A criteria. Leading or critical role for an organization with a distinguished reputation. He's the founder and CEO of a venture-backed startup that garnered top-tier investment. Published material about him or his work. He has coverage in well-known tech journals, recognized globally. Original contributions. If his product has been adopted by major shipping companies or integrated into well-regarded platforms, that can show significant impact. Or if his speaking engagements led to new partnerships, that might illustrate real influence. High salary. Possibly if he can compare his founder salary to industry norms and show it's substantially above the average for AI entrepreneurs at that stage. Strengths. Each claimed criterion is plausible and aligns with his status as a founder in a tough industry, AI. He can lean on respectable outlets such as TechCrunch, Wired, or Forbes to prove published material about his work is legit, not just paid PR. Accelerators that are notoriously selective, like Y Combinator, Techstars, or 500 Startups, can act almost like a lesser nationally or internationally recognized award if well documented. Touchouts. Distinguish between genuine coverage versus self-promotional articles. If Mr. B has used paid PR, it must be balanced or replaced by reputable references. Clarify how his product or approach is unique. If it's one of many AI logistics startups, he needs to show that his specifically stands out through traction, endorsements, or metrics like user adoption. 6.3. Comparative analysis of two EB1A approaches. Dr. A and Mr. B come from vastly different backgrounds, yet each has a legitimate path to EB1A. The secret is authentic alignment with the criteria. Dr. A doesn't need to force a media coverage angle if it doesn't exist, just as Mr. B shouldn't try to pass off token research or citations. They both should rely on criteria that naturally match their career stories and present contextual evidence that ties it all together for final merits. 7. Responding to a NOID after meeting EB1A criteria. Key steps to maintain progress. Even strong EB1A petitions can receive NOID for any number of reasons. Maybe the officer wants more explanation of an award, or they're unsure about the nature of certain media coverage. It's critical to respond effectively. 7.1. Analyzing specific issues raised in the EB1A NOID. NOID is detailed, usually listing the reasons USCIS believes the petition may not be approvable. Read it carefully, line by line. Identify exactly which criteria or final merits factors are in question. 7.2. Addressing each concern with additional evidence in your EB1A response. If the NOID says your press coverage appears promotional, consider providing circulation numbers, editorial guidelines, or independent references to show the outlet has real credibility. If the NOID questions whether you truly peer-reviewed for a major journal, produce official invites or a letter from the editor confirming your role. The more directly you respond to each NOID point, the more likely you'll build the confidence needed for an approval. 7.3. Reframing your narrative for clarity in the EB1A NOID response. Sometimes the NOID stems from how you organized or presented your evidence. You might rearrange your petition letter to better illustrate a timeline, highlight synergy between achievements, or clarify the expert letters so they align with the EB1A criteria you're claiming. Final merits is all about the big picture, so make sure you're painting it clearly. 7.4. Maintaining professional and respectful communication with USCIS. Though receiving a NOID is unsettling, your response should be polite, factual, and solution-oriented. Avoid blaming USCIS or being confrontational. Instead, be thorough, calm, and direct in explaining why you meet the extraordinary ability standard. 8. Conclusion. Strategies for a successful EB1A petition from the outset. The EB1A category is designed for individuals who truly stand out in their fields. Final merits reminds us that simply checking 3 boxes isn't enough. You need a cohesive, credible demonstration of sustained acclaim that resonates beyond any single event or employer. Here's a quick recap of key takeaways. Choose criteria that naturally reflect your achievements and can be well supported. Corroborate letters and claims with third-party evidence. Contextualize everything, from award significance to media outlet prominence. Aim for synergy. Show how your different achievements form a pattern of excellence over time. Approach final merits with the intent to prove a big picture story of why you're extraordinary, not just excellent. NOID can happen even if you meet 3 criteria, but by applying the strategies in this article, you can avoid most pitfalls and create a petition that stands strong against final merit scrutiny. And if a NOID does come, focus on methodically addressing each concern, clarifying the missing pieces, and reinforcing the narrative that your track record truly places you at the pinnacle of your field. 9. Disclaimer. Legal considerations for EB1A applicants. This article offers general information and does not substitute for personalized legal advice. Immigration regulations evolve, and individual circumstances vary. For case-specific guidance, consider seeking counsel from an experienced immigration attorney, ideally one well-versed in EB1A petitions and the dynamics of final merits adjudications.